USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator and former Vietnam War POW John McCain has died at 81. Former President Bill Clinton getting the news as he was making remarks at a wedding on Martha's Vineyard last night, saying that McCain was a
remarkable man. He was something.
And as for filling McCain's shoes on Capitol Hill, former Congressman, now Ohio Governor John Kasich puts it this way.
I can't think of anybody on the national scene today that can take his place.
Senator McCain will lie in the Arizona Capitol and then in the Capitol Rotunda in Washington before a full-dress funeral at the Washington National Cathedral and burial at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Vice President Pence has been invited to his funeral. President Trump has not been. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump orders a change in plans for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo canceling a trip to North Korea. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
When he went to Pyongyang last month, he was snubbed by Kim Jong-un. There was concern when this trip was announced that Pompeo might not accomplish much. The president acknowledged that in his tweet, canceling the trip, citing insufficient progress.
The president also accusing China of not helping North Korea achieve denuclearization. A Chinese official calls Trump's accusations contrary to basic facts and seriously concerning. A former Vatican ambassador to the U.S. claims Pope Francis knew as early as 2013 about sex abuse allegations against a well-known priest, but did nothing. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano releasing a statement that says he personally told Francis about Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the former Archbishop of Washington, D.C. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
As we told you earlier in this newscast, Republican Senator John McCain has died at 81. Looking back, during his acceptance speech for the 2008 Republican nomination for the White House, he spoke about having been held prisoner in Vietnam.
I was in solitary confinement when my captors offered to release me. I knew why. If I went home, they would use it as propaganda to demoralize my fellow prisoners. Our code said we could only go home in the order of our capture, and there were men who had been shot down long before me. I thought about it, though. I wasn't in great shape, and I missed everything about America, but I turned it down. A lot of prisoners had it much worse.
Reports are former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush are both being asked to eulogize Senator McCain at his funeral. And a survey finds more students are participating in high school sports, but for the second straight year, fewer are playing football. The National Federation of State High School Associations says in its annual report a decline of more than 21,000 players in 11-on-11 full contact football was seen in 2017.